about some of the things that take place behind the scenes prior to the broadcast. I would like to tell you now about Columbia's facilities and problems so that you can realize the scope of the forces that are being put to work for you. After a year and a half of war, when many countries have fallen under foreign domination, it's naturally harder than it was in the beginning to get the news, or perhaps rather to get at the truth. For much of the so-called news that comes from Europe these days is not necessarily the same as fact. A story may be utterly untrue, however, and still be news, in the sense that it is widely believed in certain countries or among certain classes, with consequent effect on public opinion or on government action. Or in the sense that some government or some group has an interest in putting out the story for purposes of its own. From that viewpoint, it could be said that in this country, the difficulty of getting at the facts is that we have too much news, too many conflicting reports of diverse origins. But it is the business of a news organization to assess and analyze and compare these reports in the hope of approximating as closely to the truth as possible. And after all, it's a good deal easier to do that in this country, where more news is available, than anywhere else in the world, than to do it in other nations, where, as a rule, most of the information comes from one side, if not from one source. The Columbia Newsroom draws on about all the possible sources of information and tries to shake down what it gets into the most accurate picture that can possibly be drawn. First in volume comes the full wire services of the three great American press associations, the Associated Press, United Press, and International News Service, whose teletype printers are ticking away all day long, bringing in the news as gathered by American correspondents in all parts of the world. Even as I talk to you now, these machines are spelling out the news of the moment. Let's listen to them briefly. In bulk, most of the news you hear on the air comes from these sources, which are the same, of course, as the sources of most of the news in your daily newspapers. But we believe, or at least we hope, that at Columbia, not being under the obligation to have a big new headline in a precisely limited space for each new edition, we are able to serve that news up with a more judicious estimate of its probable value than is commonly done in print. To do this, we have a staff of news editors who rewrite the news as it comes in, who write it for the ear instead of for the eye. Let us turn on a microphone in the newsroom and hear the clatter of typewriters as news programs are rewritten. Again, you will hear in the background Press Association teletypes. Like the newspapers, we also have our own special correspondents. In almost all of Europe, with the exception of Russia, which has never admitted American radio correspondents and allows press association correspondents to send nothing but official announcements or material that appears in the government press, correspondents all over Latin America and in many parts of the Far East as well. Working under censorship everywhere in Europe, as of course all newspaper and press association correspondents must work too, these men are nevertheless able to bring us not only the news in their various countries, but in some countries, background material of immense value as to social conditions and public opinion. Little of this is now possible in Germany or the occupied countries. But from England and the Near East, the direct reports of correspondents are still of great value in building up the general picture as well as in presenting the news of the day. Censorship.